Let's start this next segment with a simple question. How do you put on a car show without any cars? Amy Yosmali is here to answer that one. She's one of the artists on display in a car show. That's an art exhibit that opened yesterday at Art on Vine. Amy, thanks for being here today.
Good evening. The best answer to that is, how could it not be inspired by cars? Cars are the perfect form of inspiration for artists from a visual perspective because of their beautiful curves and classic lines. And from an emotional perspective, because so many people have strong memories and feelings that are evoked when they're thinking about or talking about or driving their cars, I mean, naturally, it's perfect for art.
Okay, so that explains kind of, you know, a car show is about cars. So, you know, what's the real reason for doing this? I mean, what are you and the other artists going to add to our automobile experience with this show?
Well, actually, it's a great opportunity for some wonderful artists around town that usually do other forms of art, but want to share with us and with the audience their love for the automobile, is the best way of putting it. For example, Gary Kessler, he is a phenomenal commercial photographer here in town, and everybody knows him. There's a lot of organizations and businesses that use him for commercial photography, but he actually has this amazing interest in cars, so much so that he's actually the photography director of the Alt Park Concours d'Elegance. And as you can expect, his car photos are just amazing. So it's a side of him that he doesn't get to share as often, and this provides an avenue for which he can share his little personal passion with regards to his art. And that's the same for the other artists as well.
And who are those other artists?
Well, there's Dave Miller, and he's a really cool artist. He actually was trained with airbrush and technology. And somewhere around the 80s, he really went more into the technological aspect. He's known for his gritty urban decay with really slickly rendered automotive culture as represented in his art. So it has almost, in some cases, and I wouldn't say graffiti, but it has references to that urban core, to the side of car culture in the urban kind of setting that's really kind of cool.
Okay, so far we've mentioned painting and photography, but here's what's interesting is that you're using static still media to portray an instrument of movement.
Yes. Well, art actually, in just about any form of art, movement can be conveyed whether it's through words or through brush strokes on a canvas. A good example would be my own work. I'm actually a contemporary abstract artist, and I also will be featured in this exhibit. I'm actually known for very vibrant works of art that have a lot of movement to them. And that's because the brush strokes that I use, and I use a lot of palette knife work in a combination with brush strokes. And also between the colors and the iridescence and the metallics that I use with my paints, it adds that depth and the dimension to kind of give it that unique quality of movement. And the same could be said for the photographers and the other artists as well. They found their own unique technique in their medium to convey movement as well, whether it's kind of a chrome effect to their photography, which gives it kind of that shine like it's moving, or if it's like that instantaneous moment where you're capturing someone tagging a wall with their Chevy parked right next to them. They all are kind of like little snapshots, moments that evoke kind of a sense of movement, which is exactly what an automobile is.
Okay, so we all see cars on an everyday basis. We all probably have one or two of them. So what do you see in cars that's worth putting up on a gallery wall?
Oh, well, for me, it's a little bit of a departure of the type of work that I typically do. My work is usually not recognizable, as my dad would say. It's very abstract. However, from time to time, I do like the challenge of doing something where I can do an abstract impressionist work. It's kind of a little bit on the funny side. The majority of cars that I've actually painted, and ironically, I have actually painted art with cars in them before the idea of this exhibit came about, they've almost all, ironically, have been Ferraris. Don't ask why, but apparently I have a thing for Ferraris.
Okay, so you've got cars. You're concerned with, I guess, the outsides of cars. I mean, like, do you do anything with car interiors? Or are they represented?
From my work, and majority of the artists, not necessarily, but I do know that Gary Kessler in particular does have works that are interior oriented, and he does do that element with his works. He does present some work that have interior shots. They're gorgeous. If I were to ever have a $1 million car, I would want Gary to come out and shoot my car like a White Snake video. It would be sad, but but no, he has beautiful work and interior shots, exterior shots. Yes, some of them do. But for the most part, the majority of the artists in the group are more exterior because, again, kind of along what you pointed out earlier, is the movement factor. You know, your interior doesn't move as much as the exterior. It's not as attractive in terms of evoking an emotion from an artist's perspective. It's still very attractive, but I think there's a tendency to want to lean more in the other direction for that reason. It's just too good to pass up.
Well, it's happening this year. It's on right now, going through June 11th at Art on Vine. It's on Vine Street, 4722 Vine Street in St. Bernard, and it's going through June 11th. That's actually a car show, which is an art exhibit. Amy Osmali is one of the artists who will be represented in a car show at Art on Vine. Thank you very much for being here.
Thank you, Frank.
And for Around Cincinnati, I'm Frank Johnson.